Parashas Achre Mois, Kedoshim, Achre Mois, Kedoshim, there's two. First of all, the Parasha of Arayas, it's interesting that the entire concept of Isur Arayas is called Legalis Erva. The metaphor that's used for Averis of Arayas is called Gilu Arayas. And it's interesting to note why that's called Gilu Arayas of all things, Lesikach Litzra Legalis Ervas, and so on. Yeah, you know, it's not the words it's stretched into it, but it's still something that is interesting that the Nekud of it is called Gilu Arayas. You have it by Noach, that whatever it was that happened over there by Noach that was bad, whether he was Mesarasim or whether he was Baalav or whatever it is, but Lamaisa, the Loshen that it says over there, the phrase that it says that he was sleeping, it says what happened wrong is called Vayiskal B'Soicha Haloi. He was Niskal, and what it says in the Tikkun was Vayichase Service Avihem. So you have again Gilui versus Kisui, also in some Inyan that was very bad, not clear to us even what it was. And the Zeluma says Gilui versus Kisui. But I guess more specifically, I wanted to go to a parasha a little earlier. You have the parasha of Kisui Adam here, and you have a mitzvah essay of Kisui Adam, that when Yeshech, Techaya, or Noif, you have Mechasa Domei. Now, the tam for the mitzvah, the Pashta tam is that, I mean, the Rishonim mostly say either the tam is because it's Avodah Zorah, in other words, the teva was that Avodah Zorah was Nikrav, and they used to kind of draw the koiches of Ra from the dam. It's similar to Avodah Zorah, it's Yisrachus from Avodah Zorah type of Inyan or Kishuv. That's one Mahalach in Rishonim. Another Mahalach in Rishonim is that you might think, if you see the dam laying around, you will think that people either brought Korbanos Bachutz, which is Asa, or that people ate the dam. That is the Mahalach in many Rishonim. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says over here that the halacha of Kisui Adam is similar to Kvuras Meis. Just like there's a chiv of Kvuras Meis, so too there's a chiv of Dam. And that's the lashon of the pasuk, Ki nefesh kol bosa domi benafshehu. Since everything has, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explains the difference between the nefesh of a behemoth versus nefesh chayin oif. Now the Shitosu explains the difference between why it is that the Torah is mechalitin the two, but on Al Kaponim, that's the reason why there's kvura on dam behema, there's a chshivas to dam behema, it has a nefesh, and that's why you have to be kovrit, just like the guf of the person. The guf of the behema doesn't have that, this has it. So he's oimid on the kuda that the kisui dam is takechi of kvura, takechi of kisui, but that gufa begs the question of what's the common nekuda of the kisui in kvura and dam and in gufadam? Now, what is the inyan of kvura and gufadam? You find another interesting aspect, another nekuda ikaris that in mitzvah of kisui adam. The Gemara in Shabbos speaks about bizoyin mitzvahs in terms of Ner Hanukkah, and the Gemara says that we learn the concept of bizoyin mitzvahs from Kisui Adam. It says you mechase biyad, not beregel, and therefore, because you shouldn't be mevaze mitzvahs. So the concept of bizoyin mitzvahs you learn from Kisui Adam. Now, we always have a kalal, Reb Tzadik always has a kalal, that wherever the Torah mentions something, an inyan, first, that's the shayrish inyan. Makes a lot of sense. But here, it's more than that. Notice, if the Torah said, I need a paradigm for a mitzvah, where you're not allowed to be mevazet a mitzvah, where there's this mitzvah, it's in Kisui Adam. And some sefer has managed, like, the Gemara's lashon is even peculiar. The Gemara says, Kisur Adam is avuha in the kula. And Kisur Adam is where you have the sheirish and the av for the inyanim of bizayin mitzvah. Now, in the world of bizayin mitzvah and bizayin kedusha and kedusha, there are two, the davish of kedusha and the davish of mitzvah. You have two gedarim. Things that are davish of kedusha, such as parashas and tefillin and so on. Even the reason why you have to be kover it is because even after it's no longer usable as a mitzvah, even after it's pasul as a tefillin or as a mezuzah, it still has its kedusha. In other words, its mitzias hasn't left it, even if for a technical reason you came in kind of mitzvah with it. So davar shel kedusha we understand very well. It's kaddish even afterwards. A davar shel mitzvah, tashmishi mitzvah, is finished. It's gone. The tzitzis, that apostle, the lulav and esrig, it's gone. And yet there is learned an inyan of bizoyin of mitzvahs. Now, I could learn. It's stam a nice thing. It's a davar shel hergish. It's a musadika thing. It's a nice thing. The Torah was kaveyed as a parasha in the Torah, and you learn it from here. And it b'meila in the parasha of Kisur Adam, one is to expect it to find the nekuda that the reason why we have a chiyuv to be noyeg bekoved to tashmishe mitzvah has a sheirish in the gufa parasha. That's what one would want to say. So let's talk a little bit about this inyan over here of the inyan of the kisur adam and so on and so forth. Let's, I guess, focus it on a certain point. The bria itself has in itself nekudas of gilui and nekudas of hester. How do you distinguish where is the gilui, where is the hester, and so on? So the Gemara asks, the Gemara Yuma has a shaila: is it appropriate to be misvada berabim or not misvada berabim? Should a person get up and say vidui bekoil? We're talking about the halachas specific viduyim. A generic viduyim is no issue. So the Gemara asks a steer in two psukim. It says, "Ashek sui pesha, nesui chato," that a person is fortunate if his averes are covered up. It's good to have your averes covered up. On the other hand, there's a pasuk that mechasep shoyim. The last time I remember, it's not like Yatzliach. The mechasip pshoyim, if somebody's mechasip pshoyim, he's not going to, it's not going to work. You can't hire yaver, shouldn't hire yaver. So the Gemara has the steer. The Gemara answers that there's a difference between, the Gemara has two terutzim. One is there's a difference between Ben Adam Lomach and Ben Adam Lachaveroi, and there's a difference between averes before samos and averes not before samos. Those are the two terutzim. So if we understand the two terusim, one would assume the following: it certainly is appropriate not to be megala daveris. It certainly is appropriate not to be misvadim rabim. The two exceptions are for the following reason: in bein adam lechaveroi, there's a certain ritzu and pius to the other person by doing it berabim. Lamashal, if I called somebody else a liar or a thief or whatever it is, I assaulted him, humiliated him, and my vidu I do in a corner, like very quietly between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my talis, the poor guy is still insulted. But if I get up and say, Rabbeisai, I was Moise Shemra and it was wrong of me to call him a thief, then there's it's meratz of the other person and nefayas him. So that's sort of doichet. Normally the sui pesha, sui chato would be appropriate, but in the case of another person, it's appropriate to it's appropriate to do it by rabbin, because that's how one needs to do it. The other case, if it's anyway known, so what's the point? I mean, you're not doing it. If I can't, then there's a certain element of if it's an aver yidua, then there's a certain element of it, so to say, the vidu berabim, and show everybody how contrite you are, because that very is known anyway. But those are the exceptions. The norm is that a person should not be megalat. And the Rambam says that he's called an Azponim if he is Megala, his Averis Barabim, and so on. So let's talk about this Nekuda a little bit. It's an Inyan that's very deep in the Bria. It says Lamashal that the Levana, when the Gemara speaks in Kiddush HaChodesh about the different positions of the Levana and Shemesh, it says Mo'olam Le'rosa Chama BePgimas HaLevana. It's part of the Busha of the Levana of its state that the Shemesh didn't see the Chama, didn't see its Pgimasa. The verse like this. The teva, the metzias of the bria is that those elements that come into the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world is a world of giluyim, and the giluyim are giluyim of kvoida yizbarach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memalei kol olam bechvoidoi, and everything that's the world is there to be megala kvoid Hashem. The chelik of the bria that is Kvod Hashem has its mokum begilui. That's what it is. It is what has been mezgala. The part that is not that should not be mezgala. It belongs to the mistorim of that which has not yet been mezgala. Let's show some physical examples. The teva dvarim is that those things that are a process are behester. In other words, when a fetus is developing, it's behester. The Gemara calls all the mises starim. The whole metzias of conception, until the vlad is nishlam, until it's a bria that's ruyev, that has the tzuras adam, is behester until it has the tzuras adam. Seeds grow away from the sight of a person until it breaks out and comes out. A tree, a plant, when it is not bishleimus yet, is not megal itself. It doesn't have the color, it doesn't have development. When it blossoms out and all of a sudden there's color and everything, that's a stage of development. A fruit, before it's developed, there's very little gilui. It's small, its color is kind of a monochromatic, and it doesn't really, really display itself. When it's reached its stage of shleimus and its metzias, that's when there's what to see. Then it's megala itself. So the world of gilui and hester is the world of the brias that have a metzias the way they should have, and that's the world of giluyim. And the things that don't have a metzias yet, or don't have the metzias, don't belong in the world of gilui. That's the strongest point in Nivroyim in terms of being there or not being there. There's a Chazal, one of these it's a little bit strange Chazal. It says that Rabbi Yeshua had an argument with the Bas Melech, and she asked him, she said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created woman for man, and it's supposed to be good, why do you have to put him to sleep? Why is it the apple of Tadema? So he asked her, she asked her back, he said, were you ever in the kitchen when they prepared dinner for her? She said, no. He said, well, next time, why don't you go in the kitchen for an hour before? She went there, and she lost her appetite for the dinner. So he said, you see, if you see how it's prepared, you lose your appetite. The nekuda in it is, anything that's b'chesroina does not deserve a gilui. Its gilui is mema'es. If you see the apple when it's green and hard and crabby, it does not appeal, and its metzias is not a metzias that's worthy of gilui. So b'meila, if you see how something is formed, if you see how something gets its metzias, then you lose its the cheshek fit because you saw it in its chisaron and not in its shleimus. So the world comes in two stages. Everything in the world has chisaron, and at that point it belongs to the nistarim, It belongs to the Chelke Abriya that are behesta. Ve'emek Chevron, that's the Atzosa Amuka of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It belongs in the world of Soid and Hesta because it has no Gilui. As is, there's nothing to be Megala. It's just like when you see somebody goes through a very troubled Tkufa. If you see him B'Shleimus when he's fine, then this it's attractive and it's nice and so on. If you go through all the Gilgulim, it's difficult because those are Tkufas that are not Megala good and they don't have a Makom in the world of Gilui. The Tchunis HaNefesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sealed in, stamped in us, to reflect those two stages, are busha and kavod. The teva of somebody who is mizbayish is that he hides himself. You want to hide your head in shame, literally. When a person is embarrassed, he withdraws. He withdraws by not appearing in public. He withdraws by not making eye contact, by cutting himself off from people, and so on. That's the teva of busha. The word chafar, ches pei resh in Lashon Kodesh, means embarrassed, humiliated, and it means to dig. In other words, a person who's embarrassed would like to dig in and bury himself. That's the metzias of busha. The metzias of kavod is hispoyerolai. I want to show off. I want to march my pe'er in front of you. Those two, the etzem midas, as such, are appropriate midas. The mid of busha is, this does not belong begilui. It is not of the dvarim that were nizgala in the bria or shubi nizgala. And the things that are b'shleimus and b'yofyom, melech b'yofyo techzena. A person needs to see the melech when he's b'yofyo. A melech has to be megal himself in his fullest, most beautiful tzura, because that's the tzura that deserves gili. So you have two in Tchunis HaNefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stamped in us a tchuna that relates to gilui, that relates to the ability to bring out what's royal for gilui, and he put into us a tchuna that is that we withdraw when we're in a matzav chisaron and a matzav we shouldn't. There's a makom of kilkul in this. What a person does, lamashal, how are we mekalkal this tchuna? So first of all, a sensitivity to this inyan is a mark of a big bal nefesh. But let's say a person does wrong. So embarrassment is painful. And one of the things a person can do is be mehapach diotzus. He can say, I'm proud of it. Yes, it's that's what I think, that's what I believe, that's what I feel, so what, who are you, etc. That becomes a kilkel and a very fundamentally stated abriya. The person is presenting as praiseworthy that which is should have been hidden, and he hides or makes away that which should be begolim. That's where there's a mokum kilkel in this inyan. When Adam HaRishon was choyte, Adam HaRishon's guf was a shleimistic guf in terms of the nefesh and neshama of Adam. This is the guf followed Adam's neshama and nefesh. It was kaddish, and it was completely begili. It was a melech b'yofet achzena. When he was choyte, and the guf became, it went back a step, and it became something that was emptied of its kedusha, and it became something that became not worthy of gilui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them aleteina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teifa for them, the kutonais, to be mechasa de erva. So the erva itself, literally, is the sheirish of all in Adam that requires tikkun. The koyach hataiva, the physicality, etc., that's the sheirish of it. And in general, guf Adam became ervedic. And the guf Adam is prone for sensuous pleasures. It's what it's all about, l'chatchila, and it's only through avoid and tikkun that it goes back to the tzuris adam as it was b'shaitek. So in the very sheirish of the bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the mayeka, Adam HaRishon instinctively hid, because that's the reaction. He cannot, the body that he now has is unworthy of display, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, he hid Adam back again to an earlier state, because he had gone back a step, and his guf was no longer worthy of gilui. That is how Kadosh Baruch Hu and Adam dealt with his going back and becoming back again, one step regressing. The word erev in general means the weak point of a person. Like it says, erev tzaretz basam ragel by Yosef and the brothers. He told them, you've come to see erev tzaretz. Erev tzaretz is the place of the land, the weak point, the point that should be hidden, the point that should not be begoli. That's what the erev tzaretz is. So Adam was choyte, and that's where you got this concept of erva and kisui and so on. Gilui arayis is more than anything else. It's where a person displays the chelek of his self that should have been withdrawn. The chelek of the person that is the Erevus Adam. The Avera that deals with Erevus Adam is called Gili Arayis. This is an element that the person should have kept hidden. This is the element that the person should have withdrawn, because it's Bekilkul, it's not Beshlemus, and he's Megalar Vasa. That's the Lashon of Gili Arayis. Kvuris Adam and Kisui Dam are a mitzvah that address this point head on. When a person is a guf and a neshama, the guf has in itself a certain chiyus. The guf is neshamadik to some degree, and as such has a mokum in this world and is worthy of display. When you take out the neshama from a guf, the nefesh of guf, that guf is kuloi, belongs to the world of Hester. It's because of the chait, the guf couldn't hold on to the neshama. It's a revelation of the physical self of a person at its worst. It's the physical flesh and blood of a person without neshama to it. And that is the mocker and sheirish of all that requires kisui nebriya. And that's why kvura, the lashon kvura is for all, tashmish mitzvah and so on. Kvura is something which takes those inyanim and the briya that should be withdrawn from the bria, covers them, and does not let them, exposing them as dvarim toivim is wrong in this aberration, and it's a bizoyim. The same thing with the dam of a behemah. That's what the Rechaim HaKadosh means. A behemah, not a behemah, of a chayv and oif. The dam, the goof of a behemah, of a chayv and oif is nothing. The goof of it is physical, and it does not, and it doesn't even have, it never had a havamina to be shayach to anything of kedusha. The nefesh of a behem, of a chayanoif, has in itself some nitzutz of nefesh. It's called a nefesh. There's the word chay. It's a bal chay. The word chay is shayach to it. But it stopped at some stage. It's a chai in a very limited way, and that's why the dam itself requires the same kvura as Adam. That's the point our Chaim HaKadosh makes, that the dam of it requires kvura like Adam, because there was a nitzitz of chiyus, and to spill it out and to make it begoli when it's so much bechisarin is something that it's not worthy. That something that had chiyus in it and is now just liquid, fluid, should be around. That's why it's the same inyan exactly. It's ke'ilu mamish, the same inyan as bizoyin mitzvahs. We explained that there's tashmish k'dusha, tashmish mitzvah. In tashmish k'dusha, the inyan of kvura is pashut, like we said before. it's because there is a, it's still Kaddish. It still is a parasha in the Torah, even though it's possible to use in the tefillin, whatever it is. Tashmishi mitzvah are gone. It's nothing. It does not have any kedusha in it. But something which had kedusha, something which had a pretense for kedusha and lost it, belongs, tzitzis that are no longer tzitzis, are like the are like dam that is no longer chai, and like gufa adam is no longer chai. It's something that had chius in it and lost it. It's something that went back a step. It lost its chius, and b'meila it belongs to the world of kisui, to the world of busha, to the world of that chelik of the bria, and it should not have a makom and does not have a makom on in the world of giluyim and so on. I want to go back to the nakuda that the Rambam says by the Rambam says by vidui and so on. The Rambam tells us that the asher nisui peshek suchatar and so on and so forth. And the truth is that this nakuda in the Rambam is more than anything else is the chelik that's very nogea to us. This is the chelik that we are most of this inyan. It's the chelik that's relevant to us. The first point is, if a person is mechaseh pshoim to himself, if a person himself does not own up to his averis, if he says no vidui, that's a terrible thing. That's a very bad thing. Why? Because how can a person be metakin his chatoim if he's not facing them head on? If the person is not dealing with him, it is not acknowledging it. So the first insight is a person has to acknowledge to himself this chet and his averis and so on, so that he can be metakin it. The purpose of hiding these inyanim is not that they should not be metukin with. So if a person doesn't say vidui, meaning he's not dealing with it, not admitting to it, Akadosh Baruch Hu says, "Moedavai ziv yurchem." If you admit to what you did wrong and do tshuva, then Akadosh Baruch Hu is merachem. So the first step is klapa yourself. Certainly, the mechaseh pshoim is not going to matzliach, and you, it's not going to go. It's not going to work. But how do I deal with it klapi chutz? The tendency is, one way is, if I talk about it and I'm not embarrassed, then in a certain sense I'm saying I'm proud. Teva ha'odam is that the person himself is embarrassed from things and he's proud of other things. It's a teva that goes to the heart of things. Lamashal, things that I really perceive are chisaron in me. If let's say I'm not doing well in my business, or I'm not doing well in my work, I don't talk about it. I don't want to tell people, you know, people at work think that I'm a good for nothing, that I'm a lazy bum. People don't talk like that. The reason is because they perceive it as belonging to the world of chisaron, and it's the chelik that has no makom in the world of giluyim. So why does the person walk around saying, I haven't been at Shachris for the last month or two? The answer is because what he's trying to say is, I'm cool. It's smart people don't come to Shachris. Smart people don't do this. In a certain sense, what he's subconsciously doing is, on things that he's really embarrassed from, the person does not at all make waves about it. Doesn't talk about it. It's when he does talk about something, there's a certain nature where the person is trying to pass it off as being, you know, I can be casual about it, I can take it in stride, I'm kind of a gavra. There's a certain sense of trying to switch the yaitzers. And in a way that it's a wrong that goes to the heart of you being able to be koveya things. It says that other Marishan's chachma was that he labeled every balchai with its name. Labeling good and bad is the core of what a person's chachma and tzuras adam is. So a person goes and he talks about it. So that's what the halacha is. Asher nesut peshkul chato, a person who understands that is avera, how wrong it is a person that has the right perspective. The avera hasn't been maver him al daitri. I want to talk a little bit about this in something that affects very much our society in a very strong way. The world of Gilu Arayis, and is something which is associated with two very contrasting things. It's associated with a natural busha, and it's associated with an extraordinary exhibitionism today, where everything is constantly being showed and displayed, and so on and so forth. What's the pshat? Where is the wrong? Where's the right, and so on? If a person is a bal taiva, the person should be embarrassed. What he's saying is that my guf has the better over my neshama. I know I shouldn't eat this, but I can't help it. My stomach is the strongest ever in my body, and wherever I see food, I can't help it. I get into it, and I eat until they have to drag me away. So is that something to be proud of? And a person has a different taiva. I am so immersed in this taiva that I can't control my taiva. So where does that belong? In which world does it belong? The world of Hester or the world of Nigla? It's an embarrassment to the person. It's the most profound embarrassment. Just like somebody, the embarrassment of being dependent on some sort of substance is that I'm an evid. I don't have the ability to control myself. Food, a person who's an obsessive eater, a glutton, it's embarrassing. We're embarrassed with it because it says something about us that which part of, what is the hierarchy of ourself? Our brains and heart on the bottom and the stomach's on top. Arias is the same thing. The person is simply an evet he has no control over his taiva. What our society has succeeded in doing is saying that's the right Tzuras Adam. Taiva comes first and everything else is second, and v'meila, we're proud of it. The whole world of Gilui that we have is all Arayas. It's taken it and twisted the Yitzhus. And b'meila, the kilkel that happens here is a kilkel that a person doesn't even have a cheshet to be metaken it because he sees it shalei k'derech hateva. Just like the mashal. If you tell somebody who eats normally, he's a normal eater, I tell him, you should be fasting Tanesim, Mondays and Thursdays and occasional Tuesdays. The person tells me it's perverted. I don't know. It's a normal appetite, and people eat normally, normal things, and that's what I do. And this the extreme asceticism is either very, very, very high madrega, or it's something about it neurotic and it's not healthy. And he's right, probably. If I go and I put down a postulate that Arayas is the gufa shel adam, this is the person. And there's occasional very, 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 very big tzaddik, nista, who does differently. So now there's not even makor for tikkun. If this is the world of Gilui of the person looks and says, my world of Hester is where I have to be attacking, the world of Gilui is the finished product. If I move my entire Metzias of Taiv into the world of Gilui, then certainly I won't be attacking it. This is faket, this is my pride. It's a tremendous kilkel. That attitude it destroys the list. If a person at least puts things in the right place, then it's shayach that the person should be that the person should do tshuva. He knows this isn't a closet of things that have to be resolved. These are things that I am ashamed of. I am ashamed of the fact that I can't control my taiva, and therefore I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to brag about it. I'm not going to be proud of it. I will be embarrassed from it. And these are the things that I'm proud of. This is the finished product, and this is on display, and this is what I have to show. If the person is mahap of the Yitzhus, then he was kaveya he attached a value to it that's wrong, and he's mahap of the Yitzhus, and there's no makom tikkun. Forget about the etzem mitzvahs. The Torah is telling us in these inyanim. The Torah is giving us the kvias of the two worlds, the worlds of Hester and Gili, the worlds of Busha and Pe'er, and putting and telling us, sorting out the things. Arayas, in its full sense of the word, is Gilui Arayas. The Avera is that the person has moved into display the things that are his erva, his weak point, his the point that he can't control of himself, the point where seichel fails him, the point when the neshama is gone. That's that point. That's the weakest point that a person belongs in Olam HaHesta. It's the things. It's his deep dark secret that he's embarrassed with. He shouldn't keep it a secret himself. He should face it forthright and deal with it. And on that on that we say. The Asher Supeshu Chator, that the fact that he puts it into that framework, that it means that he knows what he's doing, and it'll come out. It'll be metuken. I mean, the Torah gave us that, and the Torah tells us, kavod is the things that are worthy of the things that belong outside, and therefore. Anytime we see something in its weakness, and the same thing is true about a human being, miskabed beklon chavero means that somebody is getting enjoyment from someone else's downfall. That's the chait of Noach and Cham and Yafes. This is Tzuras Adam, and when you see Tzuras Adam mikil kuloi, the ben Adam lechmoker ben chavero should say. We need to hide it. We need to keep it behesta. The vayichaseo besimla, whatever it means, the Torah, whether it's exact literally or it's a metaphor, whatever the Torah means to describe, is a very, very specific antidote. This is the chelik. The reason why we don't talk lashon hara about somebody is because that's the chelik of a person that shouldn't be begili. That we should be megala the chalakim of the person that have already a place in this world. And we should be master those that don't. Anybody, the Gemara, when Chazal tell us how to be mizbayin, how to come to chet, it's da me'ayin basa. Nobody's me'ayin basa is pretty. It's like the muscle that Rabbi Shua gave to Rasa Melech. Everyone's me'ayin basa is difficult. And therefore, covered Adam in Ben Adam Chavero follows the same pattern. Exposing somebody else, the wrong of somebody else, the bad of somebody else, the immature of somebody else, is taking the things that are breathed, it's being megala erva, in a certain sense, like Chum and Knat. The avoda that a person has in Manachaver is the same thing. Understand that every person is in a process of development. There's chalokim of his that should be brought out, that should be displayed. And when you say good about somebody, honest good, that's what you're doing. You're saying, look at this person's midah and this, or if you look at this person's thing and this, and so on and so forth. And when you hide his shame, you're also making a statement, this is the chelek that will be developed. This is the chelek that's still in process, and it doesn't belong in the public purview. That is the schalkus on the chaver. So the Torah is giving us in the mitzvah of kisui adam. The Torah is being oimed on this sheirish of nichbados and busha. Those elements in the bria that have a ponim of mitzvah and a ponim of toiv belong outside. Those chalokim that had a ponim of mitzvah. Those chalokim that are offer those halakim that are gufni and don't have a panim mitzvah, they belong bekisui, they belong bekvura. Look at the difference between us and Umasoilam. Umasoilam take a guf and they polish it and they beautify it and they display it. Because for them the guf is the guf adam. So displaying the guf adam is not a problem. Adrabah, for us it's a humility to see a person become just flesh and blood. To see a person be nothing but off of Aifa is an embarrassment, and it belongs in the world of Hester. A person who's oimed on the Nakuda on this is Chalkus in the world, and understands where to put his own mitzvahs in terms of, where to be mechase pesha, where to be ksui pesha, and where to be megala, where to have the avanase negdi tamid, and where to have it behesta. That's the person that has at least the categories right, and what to work with in terms of being metakin what.
Yeah. I think what you were saying about the Shishay mitzvah. Maybe they had the Kula Kedusha within them, and now that Kula is gone. Right. But I'm a Chayav Kavura, though.
No, but what you can't do is the Zoyan. You know, what they are is not to do with the Zoyan. You can't throw them in the garbage. You get, you know, they are Nifka through Bizoyan. They need cover and not Bizoyan.
It's only cover because that Nekuda was once there.
Yes.
In Kedusha, it's even more.
But by being Mivaza, it's a Pshad as you Mivaza what it had in it before. That's the. It's like the good part of being Mivaza. That's it. Okay. Yeah.
Even though it doesn't need a Tikkun, there's no Tikkun that's necessary for it.
Right, but it's establishing which things belong where, which things belong in this right. world, which things belong this world. You know.
So it has a place in Kedusha?
What?
The Tashvish
Mitzvah? No, but Tashvish Mitzvah, anything, you know, the Chalois of Bizoyan is on things that, you know, could, you know, have Kedusha and don't have it anymore. In other words, Bizoyan is Chalois of Bizoyan.